In today's episode, we'll really dive into why sometimes the hardest pride conversations are not between parents and children, they're between the adults.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. So let's talk about these conversations. One parent wants to flag outside. The other says, can we not make this public? One parent wants to attend Pride events. The other feels uncomfortable, anxious, resistant, maybe even embarrassed or afraid. Or maybe one parent has fully embraced this journey while the other is still somewhere between confusion, grief, fear, and denial. And meanwhile, your child is standing in the middle of all of it, feeling every ounce of tension in the room. Today's episode is for families navigating different comfort levels, different timelines, or different beliefs around pride and LGBTQ support. In this episode, we're going to talk about what happens emotionally when parents are not aligned. We're going to talk about how children absorb parental tension even when adults think they're hiding it. And we're going to look at how to move toward conversations that create more emotional safety inside the family, even when agreement feels complicated. Your child does not need perfect parents, but they do need parents who are willing to stay honest, respectful, and emotionally aware. Outright rejection is not always the most painful thing for LGBTQ kids. Sometimes it's inconsistency or mixed messages or tension and silence or walking into a room and not knowing which version of support they're going to get that day. Kids are incredibly perceptive. Even if arguments happen privately, even if voices stay calm, even if nobody says anything directly to them, kids feel it. They notice who changes the subject, who goes quiet, and who avoids conversations. They notice who gets irritated before Pride Month even starts and who looks uncomfortable at events. They notice who speaks up and who doesn't. And what kids often do with that information is internalize it. They start wondering, am I causing problems? Am I too much? Would everyone be happier if I just stayed smaller, quieter, out of the way? That's why this conversation matters so much. And I want to say this clearly. Parents do not have to become identical people to support their child well. It's not only okay, but it's encouraged for parents to have different personalities, different comfort levels, and different processing speeds. But within all of these differences, emotional safety must remain the priority. Children should not become the emotional battleground for adult discomfort. I think one thing that we do not talk about enough is that it is totally normal for parents to move through this journey at different speeds. One parent may immediately shift into learning, advocating, celebrating, and showing visible support, while the other may still be wrestling internally with fear, grief, religious beliefs, social pressure, confusion, political conditioning, or anxiety about visibility. And just to be clear, being the more resistant parent does not mean that they are less loving. Sometimes they're more overwhelmed. Even so, that doesn't excuse harmful behavior. But understanding the deeper emotion underneath resistance can change the conversation, because fear often disguises itself as irritation, as control or dismissiveness, withdrawal, even anger, especially when someone feels emotionally unequipped. And if we only respond to the surface behavior, we sometimes miss the deeper reality underneath it. So asking questions like, what are you actually afraid of? What feels hardest about this for you? What feels unsafe? Inviting someone into your home to paint is a big deal. You want people you can trust, people who show up on time, respect your space, and do the job right the first time. That's exactly what we do at Hester Painting and Decorating. With over 58 years of experience and a commitment to true craftsmanship, we treat your home like it's our own, creating masterpieces, one wall at a time. To schedule a consultation, go to go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK. That's go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK. What are you grieving? What story are you telling yourself about what pride means? These questions can open doors that defensiveness keeps shut. This is also one of those moments where the difference between control and influence becomes really important. You cannot force your partner to process faster than they're capable of processing. And you cannot shame someone into genuine emotional growth, because when people feel cornered, they usually become more rigid, not less. But influence is different. Influence looks like staying grounded, remaining honest, holding boundaries, continuing conversations, modeling compassion, and refusing to participate in harm, even while relationship dynamics remain complicated. And parents, this part matters deeply. Your child is watching how conflict gets handled, not just whether conflict exists, but are people listening? Are they listening to each other? Are they interrupting, mocking, withdrawing, repairing, avoiding, escalating, gaslighting, staying curious? Children learn what relationships feel like by living inside of them. I also think there's an important nuance here around visibility. Sometimes disagreement is not about acceptance itself. Sometimes it's about fear of exposure. One parent may say, I support our child, but I don't want a flag outside the house. Or, I'm fine with this privately, but I'm uncomfortable making it public. These conversations can become emotionally loaded very quickly because visibility means different things to different people. For one person, visibility feels like love, solidarity, and protection. And for another, it can feel like risk, judgment, conflict, or loss of control. And this is where slowing down matters. Not every disagreement has to be solved immediately. That being said, every child deserves clarity around one thing. They are not the problem. Let me say that again. Your child is not the problem. The discomfort adults are feeling belongs to the adults. Children should not have to shrink themselves to keep everyone emotionally regulated. I think many parents carry quiet grief during Pride season too. Grief over relationships changing. Grief over certainty disappearing. Grief over realizing your partner may not be where you hoped they'd be emotionally. Grief over wanting family connection and feeling tension instead. That grief deserves compassion too, because family transformation is rarely linear. People backslide. They freeze. Sometimes they surprise us. Sometimes they grow slowly, sometimes painfully slowly. If you are the parent doing more emotional labor right now, I want to acknowledge how exhausting that can feel, especially when you were trying to protect your child while also trying to hold your relationship together. That is heavy. If this is your family dynamic right now, try to resist the urge to make every conversation a courtroom. You do not have to win every discussion immediately for growth to happen. Sometimes the most important thing is creating enough emotional safety for honesty to stay possible. That may mean slowing down, asking better questions, pausing conversations when they become destructive, getting support, or focusing less on who's right and more on what does our child need from us? Because that question changes the energy in the room. So maybe Pride this year looks like two parents fully aligned, marching side by side, and maybe it looks a lot messier than that. There may be difficult conversations happening quietly after the kids go to bed. Maybe one parent is learning while the other leads for a while. Maybe it looks like choosing emotional safety for your child, even while the adults are still figuring things out themselves. And maybe this year, Pride simply looks like refusing to let fear become the loudest voice in your home. Thank you for being here. And thank you for doing the hard, deeply human work of staying in the conversation, even when things feel uncomfortable. New episodes of More Human, More Kind air every Tuesday and Friday, so make sure you follow and subscribe so you never miss one. And if this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with someone who may need this reminder too. For deeper connection and community, come join me in the Kindred Collective. The link to learn more is at the top of the show notes. Until next time, stay grounded, stay open, and keep becoming more human and more kind.